Since the fall of the Soviet Union 10 years ago, Moscow has been transformed from the heart of the evil empire to the commercial and cultural center of a country in the heady and sometimes dangerous early stages of capitalism. One of the latest Western imports to take Moscow by storm is American musical theater direct from Broadway. The classic musical comedy 42nd Street burst onto Moscow's theater scene earlier this year, and Common Ground's Judith Smelzer spoke with two people involved in the sometimes bumpy production.
Come and meet those dancing feet. On the avenue I'm taking you to 42nd Street.
42nd Street is a Broadway musical about Broadway. Set in the 1930s, the glitzy spectacle filled with jazzy tunes and flashy tap dances is the story of a first-time Broadway chorus girl who suddenly gets the chance to step into the starring role. It's the classic story of the American dream, but it's touched a chord in Russia, too.
There are more dreams in Russia. Russia is an incredible place right now, and I've heard it described as a frontier. It is.
Nicholas Howie is the executive producer of the show.
There's a lot happening, and there's an energy like I've never experienced before. If ever the time was right to do a musical, I'm not sure about an American dream. It's about anybody's dream, that I can have anything and nothing can stop me. And if we all work together, we will accomplish our dream. I think it was perfect.
Howie's U.S.-based production company, Troika Entertainment, produces touring versions of Broadway shows, mostly in North America. But earlier this year, he was approached by an entrepreneur named Boris Krasnov, a mover and shaker in the so-called New Russia. Krasnov believed Moscow was ready for Broadway, and he thought 42nd Street was the right show to debut. Nicholas Howie agreed to bring Troika on board, and so the bumpy ride began.
42nd Street's a very unusual arrangement. Basically, we were responsible for hiring the creative team, all of the talent, the rehearsal procedure, securing the rights to the property. And normally, we would also be responsible for the entire physical production, the lights, the sound. But in this case, our Russian partners provided the lights. We had light designers, sound designers, but they provided all that equipment. The physical production was created by Krasnov Design, so they designed the show and they renovated the theater. So it was a real partnership.
The creative team that Troika put together was top-notch. The star of the show came to Moscow straight from playing the same role on Broadway, and the director-choreographer of the Tony Award-winning revival of the musical was also brought on board. But the technical aspects were more challenging. Sets and costumes weren't finished until the last minute, and the sound system had glitches even at the first preview performance. Nicholas Howie says the reasons for the problems ranged from performing in a newly renovated theater to dealing with Russian customs regulations to working with people who simply had no background in the complexities of American musical theater.
All the Russians were very experienced in the arts and in design, but there's something about about a Broadway musical, and this one is really complicated, and it moves fast, and there's a lot of sets and costumes, and you don't have time, and there's as much choreography backstage as there is on stage, and I'm not sure. Heck, I don't think I understood that it was that complicated. I think it was pretty mind-boggling to the Russians who were used to doing the Bolshoi Ballet.
And then there was the question of translation. The Russian investors thought audience members should have the option of hearing a simultaneous Russian translation through headphones, but the first draft of the Russian version was a far cry from the innocent picture of 1930s America that is the very essence of 42nd Street. There were references to prostitutes and abortion and even Viagra. Actor Lew Lloyd, who plays one of the show's principal characters, believes the translators were trying to reflect today's America instead of the America from time gone by.
I think it was just a difference in the lexicon, the language of that era in America versus how it would translate now in the modern language. I think some of the jokes and the gags of that era were a bit lost on the translators.
But he says they're not lost on the audience now that a new draft of the translation is being played through the headphones. They laugh in all the right places, he says, and the reviews have been glowing.
This type of theater is very new here, and I think it's somewhat of a curiosity. And then when the audience gets in there and realizes what's going on and how quickly it moves and how enormous the sets are, I think they're really taken by the whole genre of the Broadway musical.
While musicals may be new to Russia, theater definitely is not. The country has a rich history of excellence in the performing arts, and Lew Lloyd says he and his fellow cast members have taken advantage of the opportunity to learn from their Russian hosts, seeing numerous plays, operas, and ballets. He says he's constantly amazed that he's able to do these things in a country that less than two decades ago was America's arch enemy.
If you had told me as a young boy that I would be doing this, I would have thought you were crazy. And if you had told me as a young man beginning my acting career in New York in the mid-70s that I would be doing this, I would have told you you were crazy. But now I'm the one that's crazy. I'm here and I'm having a great time.
Audiences are having a great time too, but not everyone can afford to be in the audience. Tickets average $35 each, which is as much as a quarter of the average Russian's monthly salary. Is there a danger of Broadway becoming an elitist attraction in Russia? Executive producer Nicholas Howie says maybe so.
It would seem so, wouldn't it? And but I know they have things like student rushes. And we're in a very large theater. We have 2,100 seats. So I think when we come and visit that marketing question, I will say exactly what you said. Because we're all pioneering, and the Russian team and the American team will sit down and say, is there any danger that Broadway could become an elitist attraction? And because I think it's a good question.
However they decide to address it, Howie says he does expect 42nd Street to be the first of many Broadway shows to run in Moscow. That, in fact, was the original idea, and he says the Russian investors who are putting up the capital for the project are even more committed to it now that 42nd Street is up and running. Asked what show will come next, he says anything's possible, from Cats to Saturday Night Fever to West Side Story to Phantom of the Opera. But actor Lew Lloyd says he has just one criteria for the next show.
Anything with a good role in it for me.
For Common Ground, I'm Judith Smelser.
42nd!